the 10th annual Project Keep Kids Warm, which is this wonderful winter clothing drive, looking for slightly used or new winter jackets, snow pants, boots, hats, and mittens that we've done for all those years up in the Negaunee and Ishpeming area. And this year, instead of putting out the thousands of bags with the pink fluorescent labels, we're going to ask people to help us in a little bit different way. We're going to have drop boxes with big fancy labels explaining the program and something you can't miss. And they will be located at all of the schools in Ishpeming and Negaunee, a number of area churches. Grocery stores would be another good place, some banks, and again, a number of other businesses and institutions. And I think, well, what we want to do is we'll have that list available. I know it's been in the newspaper, and maybe that can be on your website so people, if they don't find that in their daily travels, would know where to look for a drop box where they can bring those winter clothing items for the project.
So the way it works then is the items are gathered, and then what?
All of those items will be picked up by volunteers from Wesley United Methodist Church, which is the sponsor of the program this year. Emmanuel Lutheran will be helping us, as they have in the past, in Negaunee. And we're very happy to have a number of volunteers from the Women of Steel, who will have a drop box at the Tilden Mine and the Empire Pit Service Building. And so they'll also be helping us. All of that clothing will be assembled at the Ishpeming Armory on the evening of October 9th, and that'll be the last day that the drop boxes will be out. And then on that Saturday, October 12th, which is a ways out but not too far, will be our free shopping day from 9 to 12, when people can come in with their children, ages infant to 18, and look for the used, slightly used or new winter clothing.
And that drives home a really, really big point, because when we think of a coat, hat, mitten type drive, we think of the younger kids, but this is all the way up through high school where there's a need as well. And I think sometimes we forget about that age group of something like this.
That's right. And we encourage that there are a lot of teenagers who come in and don't have, just like the young kids, the clothing that they need to be out when winter finally comes to the UP. So we encourage families to come and take advantage of that when we get to October 12th.
Dick Derby with us in the studio, the coordinator of Project Keep Kids Warm. And Dick, for folks that are just joining us here this morning, what is the Project Keep Kids Warm, and what's going to be happening with this?
Once again, it is the 10th annual winter clothing drive, generally in the West End, Ishpeming and Negaunee, where we're gathering slightly used or new winter clothing for needy families, our youth in the area, ages infant to 18, which is distributed in a free shopping day at the Ishpeming Armory on October 12th. So it's all about gathering clothing, jackets, snow pants, boots, hats, and mittens, to do just what it says, keep kids warm when winter comes to the UP.
Did you 10 years ago have any inkling that it would get to this level? Because this has really gone well, really well, for the last 10 years.
It has, and it's hard to see into the future when you begin something, right. I suppose, but it has been a wonderful program, and it's been very well supported by the community. And, you know, we take the time on the TV and radio shows to thank all of the generous people in Marquette County who contribute to that. And contributions come financially and with clothing from a lot of different people and organizations who recognize that we have a need in the community for this. We have some families who are under some economic stress, and winter clothing is expensive. And when they can come in and pick up the pieces that they need, it's just a great thing. We have neighbors helping neighbors, and that just goes on and on in this place that we call home.
Traditionally, this was a bag was dropped off, you filled off the bag was picked up. You've changed that. Now you have drop-off locations, boxes, clearly labeled boxes that are out and about as of today. And where can folks find those?
Yes, that's the big difference, is the drop box with the label. All of the Ishpeming and Negaunee schools will have one. Wesley United Methodist Church in Ishpeming as a sponsor, and Emmanuel Lutheran anchoring in Negaunee will have one. And then generally banks and grocery stores and a number of other institutions. And I don't have that list memorized, Walt. It's a long one. When we mentioned the Women of Steel helping out at the Tilden Mine with a drop box,
right.
Empire Pit Service Building. And we'll have that complete list for you to post on your website. And it's also on the Wesley United Methodist website. You can see it there.